There is a crime spree in Chicago, but it's not the sort that's likely to upset Chicagoans, especially drivers in search of parking. Thieves have made off with 20 huge parking meter pay boxes. The boxes have been controversial since the city privatized its meter system. Hourly parking rates skyrocketed. As Chicago Public Radio's Alex Keefe reports, some see the case of the purloined parking meters as catharsis, Chicago style.
So I'm standing here at one of the crime scenes. This is just off Fullerton and Racine on Chicago's north side. And you could even see the spot on the ground where it looks like somebody ripped one of these parking boxes out of the concrete. Now, many people seem to have their own ideas as to why someone would commit this particular crime, but one of the first things they've been wondering is, well, how?
They've been grabbing these like hotcakes. I don't know who and where. I don't see how you can get away with it, you know what I mean?
Ricky Adway works as a mover just a few feet away from where the meter was stolen. He knows this neighborhood well, so I ask him to lay out how he would have done the job.
You got to take all the screws out of whatever you got to mount it down. They're going to take at least 35, 40 minutes and pick it up and put it on something without anybody noticing it.
Easier said than done. The parking pay boxes stand about 5 feet tall and weigh 200 pounds. They're the kind where you pay with quarters or a debit card and the machine spits out a ticket for your dashboard. But Adway's partner, Ricky Damper, says he doesn't think the motive was money.
Probably more doing it for grudging because of the contract situation with the meters.
Indeed, the pay boxes have been the target of populist rage since 2008 when the city leased out its 36,000 meters to a private company in exchange for about $1.2 billion. Since then, the headaches have been adding up like so many quarters. First came the announcement that some parking rates would more than quadruple by 2013, followed by an inspector general's report suggesting the meter system was worth way more than the city was paid. And finally, the discovery that some pay boxes literally froze up when temperatures dropped in the winter, which they tend to do in Chicago. Police say they've recovered fewer than half of the stolen meters and have made no arrests. But how did the thieves manage to steal them in the first place?
Take a chainsaw or get a large rope and attach it to the back of my car?
Megan Polk doesn't sound much like a professional thief, but she echoes the frustration of many drivers in the city.
A lot of Chicagoans were really upset, and a lot of people have, I think, changed the way that they park in the city and try to navigate around using them because, I mean, the rates are just ridiculous.
I would think you'd need a forklift at a minimum.
Jeff Marshall had just pumped money into a meter downtown where street parking is $4.25 an hour. Still, he says the meter thieves are going about it all wrong.
If they're protesting, that's not the correct way to protest. It's to go out and stealing and deface things like that.
If this is a protest, there may soon be some new incentive. Another rate hike takes effect in January. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.